The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. Here with me today is Katie McKenzie. She is a certified exercise physiologist and the owner of Gym Guys. Welcome.
Hi, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you on. So we were talking before the show, and I got to tell you, exercise is still something that I struggle with at times. So I'm very excited you're here to give us some tips today.
Yay. Yeah. You know, we all have that one aspect of our health where we're either really good at or that one that we often dread.
So I'm without further ado, we'll jump in because I have so many questions for you. So let's talk about what was your reason for getting into fitness and kind of how that developed into owning Gym Guys?
Yeah, so I got into fitness, you know, more so than just sports in high school. I had an injury in middle school, so it kind of like put me back in the sports avenue, but I liked being active. And in high school, I signed up for a personal fitness class as opposed to a traditional gym class. And little did I know that it was full of guys and I was the only female because it was weightlifting and running focused. But that really kind of sparked my interest in that aspect of fitness and not necessarily, again, just the sports side at that age, but staying active. And that's what I went into in college. I got my degree in nutrition and fitness and then my master's in exercise physiology and have kind of evolved from there. So,
wow. Okay, awesome. So, by the way, what do you think it is about? So you were the only woman in a whole room full of dudes.
Yeah.
At that age, they were dudes.
Right, they were dudes.
So, yeah, what do you think it is that intimidates women about that situation or about getting into it?
I think we hear it a lot with clients or prospects or people that we're talking to about fitness. Like, I don't want to lift weights. I don't want to get big and bulky, which is a whole misnomer. But it's also just a big intimidating thing. Even at that age, I remember being in that class like, okay, where are the rest of the... And sure enough, I'm like telling my friends, I'm like, you guys got to sign up next year. Somebody's got to sign up for it next semester. Like, don't leave me in there all alone, even though I've kind of found my ground. But yeah, it's not as daunting as it should be. But there is that mentality of all these guys know what they're doing, or they're all watching me and I can't lift as heavy as them. Or, you know, I don't want to get big and bulky. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I have another friend who, yeah, we were talking about that and he's like, man, I'm telling you, you were not getting big and bulky. Right. Do you know how hard I have to work to get big and bulky? You know, so funny. So, all right. So tell us about, so, you know, you went through college, you got your master's and then owning Gym Guys. How did that come about?
Yeah. So my husband and I actually met at the gym. I was working there and he was working out. So fitness for us has always kind of been a passion and a hobby. And so, you know, a number of years back, we were kind of looking at different business opportunities and kind of what to get into and what kind of our future held. And for me, it had to be something health and wellness related. If, you know, it was kind of going to be my baby, I wanted it to be something that I was really, truly passionate about. We weren't really finding that kind of niche of what fit us. And then the idea, Gym Guys is a franchise, and the concept of Gym Guys was presented to us. And I was like, this is it. You know, our lives had changed. You know, we got married, we had kids, the free time that you had when you were younger kind of goes away. And I was like, if we love exercise, but still, you know, find that struggle to make it consistent, what about all those people that don't love it? Mm-hmm. And then they don't have the time. It's just kind of, you know, their biggest excuse for not staying consistent with it. Plus with Gym Guys, we really saw the opportunity to kind of continue to grow and evolve with each individual, that there was no cookie cutter approach to what everyone was going to be getting. We could really focus on that individual client or that group and make sure that they were getting specifically what they needed out of it and that personal approach to fitness.
Yeah. So, okay. So the individualized, the personal approach, things like that. What else makes Gym Guys unique? Because we haven't touched on the fact that you are.
So we are mobile.
Mobile.
So when it comes to that time aspect of it, that again is one of those biggest excuses. So being able to come to a client's home and, you know, say they have an hour for their workout. If they had to go to the gym, even if they're, you know, 10, 15 minutes away, that automatically takes half of that hour to get there, get back, park your car, get inside, get on a machine. And so just having somebody be able to come to your door, if it's, you know, 5:30, 6 a.m., you can get up 5 minutes before and just open that door and be ready to go and not have to waste all that extra time. We see a lot of clients who are busy working professionals or parents, and maybe they can't leave their kids or don't want to take their kids to the gym with them. They can just do it at their home. And it kind of, you know, some of our early morning parents get their workouts done and are upstairs getting kids ready to go with their kids being none the wiser that they've already, you know, an hour into their day already finished their workout.
Awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. Very, very cool. So, all right. Okay. And fitting. So that's one part of the excuses, right?
Right.
You know, like you've taken that away, but just in general, it can be really daunting to kind of get fitness in every day. So like, what are some other tips that you have for overcoming that?
Yeah. So I think a lot of people, I mean, we can't, none of us can really sit back and say there's not the information out there, right? There are so many resources, maybe too many for people to say, where do I go?
What decision do I do? Decision fatigue.
Right. Do I go to this fitness studio, see some of these great classes like a 9-round, Title Boxing, Orange Theory? They're all great options. Then there are so many resources of just going to a gym and not only figuring out your own workout space there, but classes that are offered there. Or like, let's look on Pinterest and how many workout, you know, ideas can we pin of like, let's do this at home. But I think where people get lost is they don't know where to start. They don't know if it's going to be the best fit for them, if they're going to consistently stick with it. So my first bit of advice is, you know, by no means is Gym Guys for everyone, but neither are any of these other options. So it's a matter of finding out what really works best for you. Is it that you like to be in a studio? You like the social aspect of it? You like to be in that group? You like somebody telling you what to do so you don't have to think about it? Or do you just need a little bit of guidance and structure to your workout where then you can kind of put some of those pieces together, but then do it more independently? Is it time that's of the essence? So I think finding what that option is and where you feel most comfortable and kind of following that flow of where that fits into your world. And there's no real right or wrong way. As long as you're kind of honoring your body, what you like, and then at times pushing yourself to do what you don't like, because oftentimes those are those best options for you to kind of push yourself a little bit out of that comfort zone, whether it's, you know, a new workout movement, whether it's picking up those weights when all you've done in the past is cardio and seeing how your body feels and how your body changes from things like that.
Yeah, I think that's really important to get in touch with that, because those are the biggest growth moments.
Right.
Physically and mentally.
Yeah.
You know, just, yeah, I've had huge moments like that in the gym, and it's like, oh, I did not know I could do that. Right. That was really cool.
Right.
So, yeah.
And I think, too, the overwhelming aspect of, you know, all of our Gym Guys sessions are an hour long, and we hear a lot, I don't know if I can do it for an hour, but, you know, it's okay when we're talking about just lifestyle movement and the overall health of exercise. It's okay to say, I got 10 minutes. I'm going to do this quick, you know, this quick exercise program in the morning when I get out of bed, because maybe I overslept, and not feeling so overwhelmed by the fact that I don't have an hour to carve out every day. Any movement, and really that consistent movement through the day, is in all honesty more important than just putting together a 1 hour workout and being done with it.
Isn't that interesting how that just makes me think, you know, back a couple generations ago, they didn't have to work out, right?
Right.
We just had built-in movement throughout the day, right? And now with our lifestyles being as such, it kind of changes the dynamic. And it is so interesting. It's a mindset shift to be like, okay, let's get a few minutes in here and a few minutes in there.
Right.
And then also it is important, like you said, to carve out that time and really make it purposeful. But modern life.
But how many of us kind of shy away from it and we're like, oh, I missed my workout. Oh, I overslept by 15 minutes. It's not even worth going. Or I only have 30 minutes. I'm going to do nothing. When it's like, you should do something.
You should do something.
More and more research is showing that even if you had a structured, you know, 1 hour workout every morning, but then you're sedentary the rest of the day, that is worth health-wise for you than if you were just moving throughout the day. Huh. You know, that 1 hour workout can kind of be erased by just then sitting in a chair and being completely sedentary for the rest of that day. So,
oh no. So yeah. what's a girl to do?
So you just got to keep moving. You got to do both, right? Have those days where maybe it's your dedicated time for your workout, but then also having those days where it's a matter of, okay, I'm just going to move more. I'm going to park a little bit further. I'm going to run in because it's raining outside today. And getting those short bursts of exercise, you know.
So now what about if someone's working, just say they're working 50, I have a lot of clients that are, you know, busy working professionals and they're working 50, 60 hours a week, sometimes most of it being sedentary. Yeah. So, you know, I've got some little desk workouts or little things like that that I throw at them. But what are your tips and advice for people in that situation?
You know, if they can, try and, you know, encourage them to, you know, to make some structured breaks through their day. You know, some of these movement watches are great because they encourage that notification when you haven't moved for a period of time. And again, when we're talking about just more movement through the day, that might be a matter of, okay, whether I was thinking about it or not, I need to get up now and go take a flight of stairs. Or I'm on the third floor and I'm going to take those stairs all the way down to the first floor to use the restroom and come back up. And little breaks like that through their day, encouraging them to also carve out, even if it's, you know, 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night while they're maybe unwinding, to get some more structured movement into their routine, so that they, maybe it's, again, not that dedicated hour workout that's going to work for them, but if they can get up in the morning and, you know, start with a quick kind of high energy workout, get that blood flowing, they'll feel so much more energized, that momentum should kind of keep them going through the day.
Okay. Good tips. So, all right, you know what? We are just about to go to break. I'm actually going to take us out a little bit early because I know we've got a lot that we want to dive into on the next half. So stay tuned. We'll be back with Katie McKenzie of Gym Guys. And this is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. See you after the break. Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM, and we are back with Katie McKenzie. She is a certified exercise physiologist and the owner of Gym Guys. Hi.
Hi.
So before the break, we were touching on kind of getting people motivated throughout the day, but let's dive a little bit deeper into why people are looking for a solution through exercise and what you hear the most.
Yeah, so we hear a lot of times that people, you know, usually it relates back to something physical. People either want to look better. We hear the phrase, "I want to tone up," right? I want to tighten everything up a little, or they just want to feel better. So when we kind of take an initial intake of a client, we do this really comprehensive initial intake assessment, but one of the components that goes on there is their measurements and their biometrics, so that people really have a good snapshot. A lot of times the only gauge that we have in our home to look at as to how our body is physically holding up is that number on the scale. And you and I kind of both know that that's really not the best indicator
that
of health.
That is so not all that there is to it, guys. Like, so, not it.
Yeah. And so even from that exercise component then, you know, even if you're in a healthy BMI, which is a whole nother, you know, spin-off topic, but even if you're within a healthy BMI of height to weight ratio, there's other factors that come into play. So we're diving much deeper into skeletal muscle, relating it to body fat, and then also relating it to that visceral fat. So kind of breaking through each of these is that skeletal muscle is really going to be that driver of how your body stays strong, how that metabolism stays revving high. And that's really the biggest component that exercise can have an effect on. You could lose weight if you're changing those eating habits. You could fall into kind of a healthy weight category. You should drop sizes. You could look thinner. But if that skeletal muscle isn't driving up, or if you're compromising that skeletal muscle as you're losing weight by not incorporating exercise adequately, you're just going to slow your metabolism down. You're going to kind of shoot yourself in the foot. It's these people that go on these drastic eating habit changes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Don't even get me started.
And so maybe they lose a lot of weight and they're feeling good, but then they have to keep scaling back their food, or they can't maintain it. And that can be one because they made too significant of nutrition changes.
Absolutely.
Scaled back too much, but also that they've probably compromised some of their skeletal muscle in right. terms of losing that weight so quickly or so drastically.
Right. And so building the muscle will then, again, like you said, just keep the metabolism going. And actually I always heard way back, of course, one of the things that stuck with me was like, well, if you have muscle, you're going to burn fat anyway. Like right. it's that metabolism factor that a lot of people are missing.
Yeah. So that building up that skeletal muscle is really kind of what is going to help drive that metabolism. It's going to be that thing that makes their body work much more efficiently, makes their body a little bit more forgiving for those times in life when maybe they're not eating 100% or they're not exercising as consistently.
Well, and especially as we age, we start to lose muscle right. anyway, right? Is that yeah. pretty much?
Yeah. So we start to lose muscle, but contrary to popular belief is that, you know, even some of our senior clients are still able to maintain and even build their skeletal muscle. Maybe not as quickly as, you know, the younger, more athletic, fitter individuals or, you know, somebody in their 20s or 30s, but those seniors can definitely work on maintaining that. So
well, I think that's important to put that out there because a lot of people just have that misnomer that like, oh, well, I'm just going to get weak as right. I get older. That's just what's going to happen. And it's like, well, if you let it happen.
Right, right. Yeah. And so we take those skeletal muscle, body fat, visceral fat measurements, all at that initial assessment. And then we're reassessing people about every 12 to 15 weeks to kind of see how they're progressing. Again, if weight loss is that goal, we want to see that weight, that body fat start to come down, but never compromising that skeletal muscle.
So can I ask you, so I work with a lot of, and I'm going to throw you something from yeah. left field maybe, but I work with a lot of autoimmune patients because that's my background right. as well. And what are some of the, I guess, what is your advice to some of the people that come in? Maybe they have inflammatory conditions anyway. Anything that you kind of walk around with them?
Yeah. So making sure, one, that they're working out in kind of a comfortable space. When we talk about, you know, strength training or resistance training, you know, clients like that who are maybe dealing with things like rheumatoid arthritis or joint pain or stuff like that, where they physically feel uncomfortable, is that strength training doesn't have to start out with weights or resistance bands. A lot of it can be body weight, right? For a lot of us, you know, regardless of our fitness level, we can make a whole comprehensive program of simply body weight exercises that can be incredibly challenging and tough. So starting at that point that is comfortable for them and being cautious of those areas where, you know, maybe there is joint weakness or just discomfort, and making sure that they can build that up. But oftentimes, and we'll kind of get into this, that those hormones kind of start to take over and that exercise is so beneficial for them that it may not feel comfortable in the beginning, or it may be a struggle and there may be some ups and downs. We have a client who has rheumatoid arthritis, and another gal who's dealing with some other things. And so there are definitely good days and bad days, right? There are days where they're really feeling strong and good and we can kind of challenge them, but then knowing that there is that threshold out there and not pushing too far that it's completely debilitating, you know, those following days, but making sure they're getting pushed far enough that they can kind of keep building that strength and progress from there.
Yeah, you want to see progression, but you don't want to overwhelm and overload the body.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so, okay, that is a good place to dive into some talk about hormones, because of course, with inflammation, you've usually got a lot of hormone issues. I know myself, I have adrenal fatigue, and so working out can be yeah. challenging at times. Right. But talk to me about how this helps to balance all of those hormones.
Yeah. So as we're kind of looking at those hormones, you know, one of the big things in the fitness space right now is these HIIT workouts, these high intensity interval training workouts, which can be great, right? They're, you know, kind of a great way for people to kind of get started and jump right into it. And we see kind of that as we exercise, those cortisol levels are affected. But one of the things that can happen with these HIIT workouts is if our body is already in this constant state of stress, and then we go through a workout like that, it can be that moment where our body backfires, right? It can be that moment where we're like, that was too much.
I had that moment. Yeah.
So sure. It can be too much too soon. So we want to, again, kind of be cautious of that, honoring that body. But some of those immediate effects that we see is those dopamine levels. So that's kind of that feel-good hormone, right? And oftentimes we can see that pretty immediately. It's that runner's high, it's that exerciser's high, that as your body starts moving, as that blood starts flowing, rarely do people get done with a workout and they're like, why did I do that, right? So that is one, because we physically feel better, but two, we have these hormones that are kind of helping us out there.
I was talking, funny story, so you also get a dopamine hit from things like shopping or, you know, other things in life, right? And so I have this shopaholic client.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but you know, you can actually get that same feeling from working out. And she's like, what? And I showed her like, no, chemically, I can prove this. Like, right. Look at the science. And she's like, that's crazy. So anyway.
Yeah, so it does. So, I mean, that's probably the one that we're going to see, you know, most immediate and that kind of quickest response is just that increase in that dopamine. But we're also going to have that serotonin. So that serotonin is also going to be this feel-good kind of hormone that is released in our body. So it also has an effect on sleep, right? Our serotonin levels, when they're out of whack, we're not sleeping well. And sometimes that's where people are like, oh, did you know that if you exercise, you can sleep better, right?
Yeah, right. And, you know, all those wonderful little pills that they give you for, you know, selective reuptake inhibitors of serotonin, right, for yeah. depression. Yeah, we can actually exercise and it'll give right. us a similar effect.
And, you know, the irony of that one is that oftentimes, you know, for both dopamine and serotonin, people are like, I don't feel good. I'm, you know, kind of down in the dumps. I'm exhausted. I'm not sleeping well. I need to go to sleep. And it's like, oh, if you start to incorporate this exercise program, you are going to have much better effects. You're going to, again, sleep better. You're going to feel better. And it's kind of hard to get in that mental space to see all of that coming together. But they all do play a huge effect in that.
It's massive. Yeah. All right. So, and then talk to me about, like, I guess, sex hormones,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. So course. Our sex hormones. So men oftentimes, especially as they age, as we're talking about decreasing muscle mass, men are oftentimes seeing those drops in testosterone and things like that as they get older. And they're seeing lots of effects from that, right? Their muscle mass is decreasing. Their sex drive is decreasing. There's lots of other effects that are happening. So as we exercise, men are automatically seeing that increase in those testosterone hormones. So we're seeing guys that are trying to get alternative sources to help kind of boost that when they're not really starting with the foundation of just starting to exercise more. You can kind of counteract some of that muscle mass, you know, the dad bod that happens, right? Middle age as they get older. Right.
Well, and I think what a lot of people don't know also is that women also make and need testosterone right. because it completes that pathway, right? For that to then turn into the other hormones that we need. It's really interesting. If anyone's a science nerd like we are, look at the steroid pathways and the hormone pathways and the way it all works in the body. It's really, yeah. really cool. So yeah.
But you know, that testosterone is kind of that driver for men oftentimes why, you know, when we were talking about women being afraid to lift weights because they don't want to get big and bulky, we don't have those same levels, right? Our body Absolutely. Responds very different. So ladies, don't be afraid.
A little bit goes a long way, but yeah,
turn it does. Into that
but,
as well.
You know, it is important. So I was really super low on testosterone a couple of years ago, and I ended up having to kind of figure out what was going on with my hormones, because when you're low on one, others will be off. It's like this intricate little web.
Right.
And so if one little string is pulled, the rest of the web goes all haywire. So yeah, anyway, working out has helped with that, which has been good because then that's, you know, more sharpness. You're more mentally sharp. Your muscle builds a little bit more quickly, a little better. It stays with you.
Right.
And there are other good benefits for yeah. regardless of the gender, but yeah, for men, that's the big
right,
one, right?
I know.
It's the big one.
No man wants to hear that's going down.
So. Not good. So, okay.
And then ladies, you know, our sex hormone is our estrogen, right? That is kind of what we come to first and foremost in our mind. And so those estrogen levels change, and especially for women significantly as we're hitting that, you know, premenopause, menopause phase. And as that starts to happen, there's lots of imbalance and things like that. So exercise can be this driver of keeping those hormones high. It's one of those first things that is going to kind of keep you pushing through.
So. Awesome. Awesome. So, okay. What else would you like to touch on? Is there anything that we've missed? We're just about wrapping up.
Yeah. You know, I think the most important thing, like we touched on earlier, is just making sure, you know, find what works for you, whether it's, you know, you need that motivation and that convenience. Gym Guys is here for you. But if you love that social aspect of going to classes, if you only have 10 minutes here and there, just get moving. You know, that's kind of the biggest takeaway is to find what works for you, find what you enjoy, because if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to do it. You're not going to stick with it for sure. You may do it for a period of time, but you got to find that thing that you're excited about, or maybe excited is too generous. You can at least maintain a consistent routine with.
That's great. Awesome. Well, I think that's great advice. Katie McKenzie, certified exercise physiologist and owner of Gym Guys. Thank you for being here today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Give us your contact information if people want to get in touch with you to get more info.
Yeah, so people can either call or text me directly at 314-526-0600. It's probably the best way.
Awesome, awesome. All right. Well, this is Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. For more information about health coaching or to contact me, please find me online at amandalaplante.com or on Facebook at Get Real to Heal. For a free 30-minute consultation, please reach out at 314-583-6749. Have a great day.